23 minutes to 8 o'clock, and time now for the Dwell Sports Bite, brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties, the gated estate specialists.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists, especially here in beautiful KwaZulu-Natal up on the North Coast. And of course, let's kick it off with some rugby action. We're all feeling pretty depressed on this Tuesday morning after the Bokke came unstuck in New Zealand. 1937 was the last time that we won at Eden Park, and it seems the voodoo continues. 24-17 to New Zealand. Unfortunately, the All Blacks too strong, but the Bokke, a lot of mistakes made, and you can see Rassie Erasmus has already changed up his back line for this upcoming game this weekend in Wellington. Let's hope the Bokke can bounce back strong and give us a victory on New Zealand soil. Carrying on to the Rugby Championships in Australia, well, they rolled the dice, and instead of going for poles and taking a draw, kicked for the line and eventually came out victors 28-24 ahead of Argentina. That is a great result for Australia, and unfortunately leaves our beloved Springboks bottom of the Rugby Championships. But a lot to play. The boys still have to come home, so let's keep the cheers and support going. And the Women's Rugby World Cup, unfortunately, South Africa lost to France 57-10. New Zealand were also victorious 40-0 against Ireland, as well as Italy and Japan. Well done to the Women's Rugby team. Keep going there in the World Cup. On to Formula One action on the weekend, and of course, the Italian Grand Prix at Monza. Max Verstappen, that's all we have to say about that. The fastest time ever recorded around a racetrack in Formula One history on the Saturday in qualifying put him on pole, and he followed it up by the fastest race time ever recorded in Formula One on Sunday, winning the Monza Grand Prix ahead of Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri, the two McLarens. An outstanding result for Red Bull and as well for Max Verstappen. What a race, records dropping all over the place there. Moving on to some golf action, and not sure if you were lazing about on your couch, probably with a Bokke hangover on Sunday, and got to watch Rory McIlroy sink a 20-footer for eagle on 18 to force a playoff against the Swede Lagergren, and then went on to be victorious in the playoff, winning his home title, the Irish Open at the K Club, and boy, is he coming into good form heading into the Ryder Cup. On the cricket side of things, the Proteas were a shining light to a degree on the weekend. After winning in Australia a series ODI victory, they've moved to England, where they again have won a series 2-1. The only real downer, I guess, would be that South Africa suffered the largest ever ODI defeat in the dead rubber after being 2-0 up in the series. So well done to the Proteas. Keep it going, boys, and certainly all to play for. And then, of course, the weekend was rounded up with the US Open. The women's final was hosted on Saturday, and Sabalenka retained her title, straight sets victory, pretty easy there. And then again, the rivalry that continues to grow, Jannik Sinner versus Carlos Alcaraz in the men's open final. Alcaraz had not dropped a set. Well, I tell you what, he's only dropped one set now, taking home the US Open and regaining world number one. 6-2, 3-6, 6-1, 6-4, Carlos Alcaraz, the winner of the US Open. A great result. Be sure to look out this coming week. Bafana have a game against Nigeria. They need to continue to win their games in order to qualify for the World Cup. And boy, that is exciting times for Bafana. But that's it for your Dwell Property Sports Bite on a Tuesday morning. Be sure to join us next week for more detailed and in-depth sports reporting. Of course, brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.